Chuck Hagel is a senator from Nebraska and a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Jackie, thank you.
Senator Hagel, were legislators informed in advance about this attack? I mean, of course, you've been aware that something might happen at any time, but specifically?
Some were. Jackie, I received a call this morning about 10 o'clock from the Deputy Secretary of State, Rich Armitage, who informed me and told me what was coming. The president would address the nation this afternoon. We had an opportunity to visit a little bit about tactics, strategy, which allies were involved. So some of us were told.
We've heard that after each one of these attacks, the coalition or the alliance or whatever you want to call it has to be sort of reworked and rejiggered after each strike because things are so politically delicate. Does that sound right to you?
Absolutely. We're dealing with an unprecedented time in history. We are dealing with an evil that the world has never seen. This is going to require, as the president has stated, as the Prime Minister of Great Britain said today, a very careful and clear understanding of the focus of our mission, a careful balancing of the coalition, understanding that many of the Middle Eastern nations are in difficult situations politically, being very careful to define that we are in a war against radical fundamentalists, not the Muslim world, not Islam, not responsible Arab states. And the complications of all that make this a very delicate and sophisticated effort, but I think we are moving forward in a way that is going to be able to accommodate that that fragile coalition and at the same time accomplish our mission.
Americans heard directly from Osama bin Laden earlier today, sort of the kinds of remarks I think that are unprecedented, at least in recent times. How is Congress going to be involved in securing the U.S. and possibly allaying further attacks here on American soil?
One of the things that I think we need to be clearly aware of and we need to prepare America for, although I believe that America intuitively, instinctively understands the threat that we are all now engaged in, is that prepare, prevent, be aware, be alert. Obviously, that's going to require some changes in some policy, in security apparatus, in all the facets of our daily lives. But at the same time, we are going to, as we are now and have been the last 4 weeks in the Congress, dealing with the important balance of not giving up civil liberties, but at the same time understanding that we are up against something here that's insidious, that's nameless, faceless, shadowy. And in order to not just prepare and prevent, but to destroy this kind of evilness, it's going to take a rather unusual commitment of resources and time and commitment and understanding.
The Senate and the House have been called on to get a lot of work done in the last 3 weeks. What do you think will be in store in the coming days?
The obvious focus is the immediacy of the challenge before us. We have been working on that challenge, assisting the president and his administration, those we charge for the daily accountability, responsibility of this nation's security. That should be our focus. But at the same time, we need not let the other part of the important agenda for this country drift. We've not been doing that. All the important issues that we still must deal with need to be dealt with. Now, there is a prioritization of that agenda. Of course, everybody understands that. But it's not an either-or issue. And we'll continue to work on all the issues that that we have before us. The fact is we don't have much time left in this session in this year, so there probably will be little passed in the Congress on, for example, farm bills, prescription drug, patient's bill of rights. But we could still work on those things, and we are, and prepare them for next year.
Okay. Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, thank you very much.
Thank you.